بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد، brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from all of us and reward us for this step we have made to this masjid, to attend to these classes and listen to the knowledge. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever will walk to seek knowledge, Allah will send His angel to make istighfar for him during his walking or during his traveling. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the ants and the fish in the sea making istighfar for him, for those who are seeking knowledge and for those who are teaching Quran. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best among you who is learning Quran and teaching Quran, خياركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه, يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. They used to say in Arabic, شرف العلم بشرف المعلوم. To know the value of this knowledge, to know the value of any knowledge, you should know what's this knowledge about, what it's talking about. People who is, for example, doctors who help the human being and bring shifa, cure, bi-ithnillah, to the human being, it's a good job, isn't it? Sure, huh? Sure, definitely. It's a good job because it's about the human being. I hope there's nobody from the other side I'm going to mention. What about the doctors who help the animals? What do you call them? Huh? Veterinarian? طيب. طبيب بيطري in Arabic. This doctor, it's still a good job. But when you look at the two type of doctors, people look at the doctor who's helping the human being more better. His station is still in your mind up than the other one. Because this knowledge, this he's knowing about the human being, which is better than the animal. And the one who is in computer, not the one who's studying about carpet or painting, it's different. Because that, the people said, the philosophers, they are higher position because they think about logic things, you know. It show you how this knowledge is good. So the value for any knowledge, it depends on what is this knowledge about. The best thing you can ever think about or know about or study about is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing better than Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ أَيُّ شَيْءٍ أَكْبَرُ شَهَادَةٍ قُلِ اللَّهُ شَهِدٌ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best thing in this world. Everybody agree with that? If He's the best thing in this world, subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the best knowledge is when we're talking about Him, when we're trying to know Him, when we're seeking knowledge to understand who is our God. it seems to be a simple question, who is our God? But believe me, it's not that simple as you think. Before we go through this, I would like to mention what's the importance of studying about Tawheed al-Asma' wa-Sifat. What we need to, why we learning about Allah's names and attributes. Why we should know about it. I used to ask my students. I have two types of students. Some of them is holding master's and PhD degree. They're studying in American Open University, Islamic Studies. And I used to teach a kid too. I used to ask the little students, just curious, I asked them, you know, my country, we don't have basketball. It's not a famous playing in my country. It's not our favorite game over there. You ask them, do you know the basketball player, Rocket, for example, in Houston? Oh, I know, teacher. So, blah, 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 blah. He gave me all the names and the history of this. I'm wondering in second grade, third grade. Okay? You think he loves Rocket? He loves it. He loves this team. He knows about it. That's right? He knows the names, he knows the nickname of the player, everything. He knows about them. Because he loves them. Also, maybe you ask older people, they will say the same. They know a lot about this teams, about this countries, about he loved this country, he loved this man. He know the history of such as a person. I don't need to mention names in a minute. Since he know much about them, he liked the game, he liked the team, he following the team. Since I didn't know anything about this team, so I don't know if there is now NBA or NBA. How it's different. But this is not the point. My point is, when we talk, I ask those people, other boys and older, who's your God? He said, Allah. Very good. What's his name? Allah. What else? Rahman. If he's a kid, he will say Rahman. Maybe the older people, where I'm supposed to receive at least 20 names. I don't want to ask here, but if you ask Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Malik, Al-Khaliq, Al-Bari, Al-Musawwar, La Asma' al-Husna, La Asma' al-Husna, he will start a count name, 10. Ask yourself. Now, let me remember how many attributes I know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What his attribute is? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wallahi, it's shame. Look at ourselves. Look how sometimes, between me and you, because imams get angry if I told that. Some imams, masjid, when Ramadan, when they pray, when they make dua and qunut, he only used two names. Ya Rahman, Ya Ghafur, Ya Rahman. He didn't know other names. He just only used this name, two names. Rahman, Rahim, Allah, Ya Ghafar, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahman, Rahman, Ya Ghafur, Allahumma innaka nas'aluka antal ghafur ar-rahim. Only two names, because he didn't know more than that. But when you praise behind others, look at the beauty of dua when he using all, like 10 names. You start with saying Allah's name. Allahumma yas'aluka bi annaka antal hayy al-qayyum, al-hannan al-mannan, anta malikul mulk, dal jalali wal ikram. And you start saying Allah's names and mention his name's attributes. It's different, isn't it? If I told you, I have free ticket here. Who want a free ticket to go to a country which is Haran Kafush? You know where it's Haran? It's not Arabic language. So. Don't think. Do you would be interested to go there? Huh? No one. That's right. No one is interesting to go to Harankavush. It doesn't make sense, huh? That makes sense for you? You want to go there? No, because I don't know what is it. You don't need to go there. There's no carriage to go there because it's question mark. I don't know where it is, this land is, what it looks like. But they told you, this land, well, it's mashallah, very good. This land, it has like, it's in a, you'll see sea, rivers, green area, nice weather. I start telling you about it. You will have the courage to go to meet this land. Go there, that's right. You have the courage to go there, to visit it. Is that right? If you don't know about it, you will not have this courage in your heart. Somebody saying, what you trying to say? I'm trying to say, if you don't know Allah's names, attributes, you will never have this courage in your heart to meet Him. You will never have this try to know much about Allah, about your Lord, about your Rabb, your Ilah. And see how the different when you go to pray. You're going to meet Him. See the difference when you make worship, when you pray in the night, standing in the night, asking Him, seeking His help. When you make dua, because you know what you're talking with. Who is this? What's His name? What His attribute is? You will see how the iman in your heart will increase. You will have this knowledge about your Lord. And any other knowledge, it comes after this knowledge, which is, to know who is your God. Allah subhanahu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the person enters to his grave, he will be asked three questions. First question is, who is your Lord? If you know Him exactly, who is your Lord, you know His names, you know His attributes, the answer will be easy. But if you only know that Allah, as my father told me, Allah Rahman, I never tried to understand the meaning of this name. I never tried to read the ayat, it has this name's attributes. I never tried to remember, to learn it. In Arabic, in English. So, this is show you what's the importance for us to know about Allah's names and attributes. Also, as Dr. said, Tawheed, as I believe Sheikh Yasser mentioned before me, is one of the pillars of our iman that we have Tawheed. And Tawheed, the scholar divide Tawheed to three types of Tawheed. The first one is Al-Rububiyya, Al-Ilahiyya, Al-Asma' wa Sifat. And to fulfill this Tawheed, you have to fulfill this part. And also to tell you how important for us to know about Tawheed, Al-Asma' wa Sifat. Any heart free of knowing Allah's names and attributes, this heart is dark. This heart is far away from Allah. Because Allah said, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. By remembrance of Allah, you will feel rest in your heart. Remembrance Allah by remembrance His names and attributes. But if you don't know them, you will never get this rest in your heart. I was looking to the history about the scholars. Some scholars, big names in Islamic history. But subhanAllah, Allah, He didn't bless them with hidayah, with guidance. in this field. They went with deviant sects. They were dealing with Allah's names and attributes in the wrong way. All this kind of people, even if they are claim themselves as scholars, when they die, they always used to say, we have a doubt in our hearts. And you know, iman, it means no doubt. One of them said, wallahi, I used to put the cover bed, the sheet, cover my face, and stay the whole night thinking. And in the morning, the Fajr come, and I don't know where I am, who I'm worshiping. And he might have some books on fiqh, because he didn't start right. He didn't start studying, knowing his Lord right. They used to say, إِذَا مَرِضْنَا تَدَاوَيْنَا بِذِكْرِكُمْ وَنَتْرُكُ الذِّكْرَ أَحْيَانًا فَنَنْتَكِسُ. It's a poetry. إِذَا مَرِضْنَا تَدَاوَيْنَا بِذِكْرِكُمْ. A man saying about his lover, the one who loves, he said, if I get sick, since I remember you, I recover, I get better. When I forget about you, when I'm not mentioning you, when I'm not thinking about you, I became sick. This should be the situation of mu'min. When he forget about his Lord, when he's not remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he feel like he's ill, he's sick. Since he remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he recover, he refresh himself. This is the importance of studying this kind of tawheed. And also because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was worried about this tawheed. And he used to correct anything wrong in this matter. For example, a man came to enter to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, what is your name? He said, I am Abu al-Hakam. You know al-Hakam? Abu al-Hakam, which it means the father of the judge. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not judge, it's... No, a judge, it's okay. Hakam. A father of Al-Hakam, Abu al-Hakam. The Prophet ﷺ, his face turned. تغير, تلون. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no, you are not. Allah is Al-Hakam. He said that he's a father of Al-Hakam, and Allah's name is Al-Hakam. So it seems like he's the father of Allah. So he said, no, change the name. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. So you're not allowed to say Abu Al-Hakam. And similar to this, Abu Al-A'la, like a famous Muslim da'iya, Abu Al-A'la Al-Mawdudi. This name is wrong. Abu Al-A'la. It's haram. Should be changed. Abu al-A'la. Al-A'la is Allah. We shouldn't say Abu al-A'la, father of al-A'la, because al-A'la name of Allah's name. Some also say Abu al-Nur, al-Nur. He call him his son al-Nur. Then he call himself Abu al-Nur or al-Nur. It's haram. Because al-Nur is Allah's name, one of Allah's names. Al-Nur. You shouldn't call yourself the father of al-Nur, the father of al-A'la. The father of al-Hakam, no. The father of al-Rahman, no. Not allowed. All this is haram. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to mention something like that to keep this tawheed pure from any kind of association, any kind of shirk. And you will see that there is some attributes and names we're not allowed to call ourselves this name because it's only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before we go through this, you have to know something. with all my يعني respect. This matter, this field, it needs from you to learn Arabic. You will never get the beauty of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until you understand Arabic. You might get something, you might get close, but you couldn't feel the beauty. You can't understand the meaning 100% until you stop learning Arabic. Brothers and sisters, I'm saying this serious. When all the Muslims came, let me tell you something. How many person here from Arab country? 1, 2, 3, 4? And the rest is not. You know, if your people, your older people, the country you are, if they are not, if they didn't learn Arabic that time, long time ago, and understand the deen, you will never be here. You know what I mean? I'll tell you. When the Islam entered to India or Pakistan or Iraq, Faris, they used to talk Farsi, not Arabic, over after Iraq or Iran. If they didn't learn Arabic and they became speaking the Quran, the language of the Quran, if they didn't, there would be no Muslims today in this country. But since they learned and they became learned and practicing the Islam, and they still have their own language too, beside it, because that, alhamdulillah, the Islam is still there. But think about Muslims here in this country, in America, which is a new land. If there is no people speaking Arabic, if the new Muslims, if the American Muslims, or the people who are living in America, they are not able to understand Arabic, or speak Arabic, just wait 4 generations. You will find a new religion here, not Islam. We already have people come out because they don't understand Arabic. It's not something Arab. No, when we talk Arabic language, we don't mean Arab people. We mean Arabic language. Whoever speaks Arabic, he's Arab. Don't think whoever speaks Arabic, he's Arab. He might be belong to some Ashuriyin, like in Syria, or in Egypt, go belong to other people, to other race, not Arab. But understanding Arabic, at least you have, should have limit to be able to read the Quran, to understand, to read it, to read the Sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before, excuse me, if I couldn't deliver the meaning 100% to you, because it's really hard for somebody whose native language is English. Besides that, I'm not that whose English speaker speaking very well, but since Irtiba he couldn't translate, I have to do that. I have to speak in English. But may Allah to help us. I will say, we will start talking about this issue, the Tawheed Asma wa Sifat. First, we want to know what the meaning of names and attributes, what we mean by that, when we say Tawheed Asma wa Sifat, names and attributes. Then we will talk about some rules regarding the names, some rules regarding the attributes, some rules regarding the evidence of proving the names and attributes. Four things. So remind me if I missed or I mixed up between them. First one, what's the meaning of name? Names in Arabic, names, the word ism. It comes from the word wasama or samawa. Wasama, it means to mark, because the name mark you, He gave you as a mark. You know, I can make differentiation between two things by names, by call names. That's right? So we use this ism from this meaning. We got the name of ism from this meaning, which is when you mark somebody by a name, that means you make separate or you have a differentiation between things by calling names. And some scholars say it in Arabic, it comes from word samawa, which means it became higher. They said because when you give a name, you make these things higher. You give it a position. If something has name and something it doesn't have name, which one is higher? Answer me. With the name, is that right? Anybody has anything else to say? I don't think so. I excuse me that I'm afraid that after a while I will sleep with you. So we shouldn't lie down. I know it's hard, been a long day, and like inshallah Allah give us reward and patience, sabr. طيب اللهم صل على محمد. They said the name came from these two meanings, which when you call somebody, give him a name, that you make him higher, in a higher position, and also you give him some sign or mark to differentiate between him and other things. Attributes. Before that, names in Arabic, there's two types of names in Arabic. I told you it's something related to Arab language, but it's be interesting after a while, I'm sure. Inshallah. Two types of names in Arabic. There is names has meaning inside, and there is name it doesn't have meaning inside. For example, Baqarah. You know Baqarah? A cow. It has meaning? Baqarah doesn't have meaning. Just a name for a cow. But if I told you, Sama, it comes from Sumu, which is something higher than you. It has a meaning. The name has a meaning inside. When it said, his name is Hassan, what's Hassan mean? Good. If the name has meaning, that means he is good. We call this Asma'un Mushtaqqa. We call Asma'un Mushtaqqa. And if it doesn't have meaning inside, we call it A'lamun Jamidaha. There's no meaning. It's just a name. It doesn't have any meaning. For example, I'll give you an example. My name is Ahmed. For example, Ahmed, it comes from Hamd, the one who prays Allah. You can find out a kafir, his name is Ahmed. He never thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the name is a name. It doesn't mean that he is thankful for Allah or he is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His name is Jamil, beauty, but he's ugly. What? It might be. The name is name, but it doesn't mean he has the meaning of the name. Okay? So, for example, her name is, Latifa. Latifa, yani gentle and light, but she's heavy and she is not gentle. It doesn't mean she has the meaning, it's just a name, okay? So I'm trying just to make it easier. This is in the general. So some names, it has meaning, some names doesn't have meaning. Even if it has meaning, is this meaning real or not? It's other thing. All the names in the world, except Allah's name and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of Allah's names, it tells us a meaning. Every name has meaning. It tells us about a perfect meaning. And also the Prophet ﷺ, his name, it tells us about meaning, like Muhammad, because he praises Allah a lot, Al-Hashir, because he's the one who will make Hashra, who gather the people to the Day of Judgment. Al-Aqib, because there's no prophet after him. He's the last prophet. So all the Prophet Muhammad, from his name, it show meaning also. There's any difference between, we didn't finish here, the attributes, sifat. If somebody, he didn't understand me, he can ask, because this is not a lecture, it's a class. Okay? If you don't understand me, say, excuse me, I have a question. I want Mark, or one brother, now at least we can deal with the brothers, he tell me, what kind, how many kind of attributes we have. When we, when we talk about attributes, huh? What attributes mean? What is iman? Huh, okay. Can you call Raihan and iman? Please, that's Allah. Huh? What attributes mean? No, in you, you have attributes? Huh? What does attributes mean? Let me see, I don't know in English. Characters like what? Huh? Give me examples. Like what? Your kindness, your love, wise, your power, mercy, all this. That's it, this attribute only? What else? Oh, lazy, okay. But another kind of attributes. All of this one kind, isn't it? Another kind. You look like your face, your hand, your body. This is attributes. I don't know if you call this attributes or not in English, but in Arabic we call it. Also, what else? Your actions. That's right. Your actions. Walk, talk, looking, listening. This is three kind of attributes. The world of attributes, it has three kinds. One is meanings, like love, anger, mercy, power, qudrah. You know, all this kind of attributes. And also it means hand, face, head, foot, okay? Chest, back. All these attributes. Third, action. Walk, talk, listen, think. Okay? So, the meaning of attributes is this three kind of attributes. Is there any other kind? I don't think so. No. That's the whole this is the whole attribute. It's the whole subject. Is that clear? Is that clear? Everybody understood? Sister too? Alhamdulillah. طيب. Yeah, we want you to join us. What is Imad? طيب. So brothers and sisters, let's go now to see. I told you before, all the names of our human, the human being except the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the names is just name. It doesn't have the meaning. If your name is Jameel, it doesn't mean you are. Okay? So, now the attributes. Allah's attributes. When you look at the Quran, you will see Allah's attributes. It's also this three type. This three different types. Or this three types of attributes. You will see one of his attributes, subhanahu wa ta'ala, love. One of his attributes, wisdom. One of his attributes, life. One of his attributes is, for example, mercy. One of his attributes is, his glorified, مقدس, منزه, beauty. And you will see the other kind is, that Allah mentioned that his one of his attributes is, he has hands. He made Adam by his hands. He wrote the Torah by his hand, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned in his Quran that he has a face. And his face is a beautiful thing. And this is the most beautiful thing you will have it in the Jannah. Looking at Allah's face. And you will not be able to look at direct. There will be cover between you and his face. But only the light comes from his face through the cover above his face is make us the most enjoyable thing in the Jannah. As the Prophet ﷺ said. So, you look at the other, he has actions. فَعَالٌ لِمَا يُرِيدُ. He do whatever he wants. He creates. He subhanahu wa ta'ala come down to the sama' al-dunya. He talk, he listen, he looking at his people, he's watching his slaves. You'll see in the Quran. Different also. All the three types of attributes. Is this understood? We'll go to the second step. Okay, we now know what his names means, what attributes mean. There's any difference between his names and attributes? The scholar said there is a difference between the names and attributes in some matters, and they are similar in some matters. They are similar in things like, one, we are not allowed to give Allah any name or any attribute if it doesn't come in the Quran and Sunnah. First thing. So they are similar on this thing. We only use Quran and Sunnah to approve or to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has this name or this attribute. We're not allowed to bring it from our own mind to make a name or attribute. Third, there are similarities also that all of his names and attributes is complete, perfect. We'll talk about this later. And this also, we are allowed to seek refuge by his name and by his attributes. As mentioned in the hadith, Allahumma inni a'udu bi'izzatik. You seek refuge by Allah's izzah, which is one of his attributes. Also, he said, a'udu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. You seek refuge using Allah's name. Also, al-isti'adha bi-asma'ihi wa sifatih. But here the ulama said, there is a difference between praying, making dua, asking Allah's name is allowed. He said, Ya Rahman. Rahman is a name. Is that right? Ya Rahman. This is okay. But it's not allowed to say, Ya Rahmat Allah. You calling Allah's attributes is shirk. Like saying, Ya Rahmat Allah. Inqidini. You're not allowed to say, Oh, the mercy of Allah help me. This is shirk. He said, Allah, you are the merciful. Help me. But you don't allow to say, Oh, Allah's mercy. Mercy of Allah. Please, the mercy of Allah, help me. It doesn't make sense because you're making Allah something and his attributes is another thing. And this has happened sometimes. You see some people write, especially in Arabic, وَشَاءَتْ قُدْرَةُ اللَّهِ وَأَرَادَتْ مَشِيئَةُ اللَّهِ Allah's will. Well, I don't know how to translate this. شَاءَتْ قُدْرَةُ اللَّهِ They're talking about as his attribute something separate from his, from him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is not right. Also, one of the different in name, you know ta'bid, when you call fulan Abdullah, you call Abdullah, it means slave of Allah. We allowed to make this form and only in Allah's name, but not we're not allowed to make it in Allah's attribute. We're not allowed to say Abd Rahmatullah. It's haram. Or Abd Sam'Allah. Or Abd. And this is in some country I have seen people saying, giving names like that. Like Abd Sam'Allah. Abd Rahmatullah. Abd Basarullah. No. We're allowed to say Abdullah. Abdul Sami'. Abdul Basir. Abdul Rahim. Abdul Rahman. You understand the difference? So this is the difference between the names and attributes. true regarding Allah's name that you have to know all of His name. All of His name is complete and perfect. There is no fault in it in any way, anyhow. It's just perfect. Complete. And Allah said in the Quran, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى, that His attributes is the perfect, the best. Not only good, not His attributes is good, no. It's the best. Not good, it's the best. So none of His name is only good, no, it's best. None of His attributes is only good, no, it's the best. The scholar said, therefore, they have a rule. I want you to listen carefully because I'm going to ask you now. The scholar said, any perfect attribute we give it to the human being, it's a perfect. It's perfect, 100%. We also say Allah has it. أي صفة كمال في حق المخلوق قال العلماء فالخالق أولى بها. For example, if I ask you, somebody, he is talk and somebody is not talking, what's the best? The one who talk or not? Huh? Who talk? Because that Ibrahim عليه السلام, you know Ibrahim, Prophet Ibrahim, when he was talking to his people, he asked, when he, after he destroyed the idols, what he said? Ask them if they can tell you who did it. So he showed them they are not gods because they couldn't talk. They are not able to talk. And Musa alayhi salam, when they made the cow, and they started worship the cow, when he went to the desert and back, he came back, the Samari, he made it for them. And he said, this is from Allah, and this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musa told him, how come you worship a cow? It doesn't even talk. لا يرجع عليهم القول ولا يكلمهم يقول الله تعالى. So since talking is the perfect attribute in a human being, the scholar said, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is talking also, because it's a good, it's one of the good, it's a good attribute. We should give it to the our God also. But if I told you somebody looking and somebody he lost his sight, which better? The blind or the one who's, huh? The one who has sight, who can see. But the one who is, who has mercy or the one who has not mercy? Mercy. This is a rule, the scholars say. What do you think about it? It's a good rule, isn't it? Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. If you're saying it's a good rule, I will say it again one more time, so I will make sure that you understood. They said any perfect, 100% perfect attribute in a human being, we call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this attributes to. If it's perfect, 100%, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will have this attribute also. This is right. But I'm going to ask you to just confuse you a little. The one who has children, better or the one who has not children? No. Here, between us. The one who has children. The one who sleeps or the one who is, he doesn't. The one who eats or the one who is hungry. And we know for sure that Allah, He doesn't eat, He doesn't sleep, He has no wife, He has no... The one who has wife, better or who has not wife? Huh? Wife. The one who has two wives, better or... Oh, this is a wrong question. Okay. But the Prophet ﷺ said, خِيَارُكُمْ أَكْثَرُكُمْ نِسَاءً. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Better among you who has more than one more wife. طيب. If he makes justice. طيب. Go back to the subject. somebody saying, oh, you see, you prove now this rule is false, not right. Is that right? This rule is not right, huh? No, it's right. You said the one who has children is better. But in fact, this attribute, it's not a perfect 100%. You know why he's better? Because he need wife. He need children. He need to sleep so he will be able to be in a good condition. He need to eat so he will be able to walk and be in a good health. Need is not a perfect condition. Therefore, we say, this is not a perfect attribute. It's better, but it doesn't mean itself is a perfect attribute. So the scholar, when they use this word, perfect, كل صفة كمال مطلق في المخلوق فالخالق أولى بها, when they said this word, perfect attributes, they mean it, and they know what they are talking about. So this is the first rule, is all of Allah's attributes and name, it's complete, it's perfect, no fault. Second rule regarding Allah's name, that Allah's name, nobody know how many names He has. No one know how many names He has. Some people say, there is hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim that the Prophet ﷺ said in hadith Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تِسْعَةً وَتِسْعِينَ اسْمًا مَنْ أَحْصَاهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ مئة إلا واحد إن الله وتر يحب الوتر. إن لله 99 اسما. Allah has 99 names. Whoever أحصاها, we'll talk about the meaning of أحصاها. Whoever know what is it, what is this name, and know about it, he understand the meaning of it, he memorizes. He's practicing. Allah will reward him the Jannah. Some may have understood from this hadith that Allah has 99 names. Why are you saying nobody knows what is his name, how many names he has? He said that in other hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, hadith Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi kulli ismin huwa lak. I'm asking you by every name you have. You have. سميت به نفسك. You call yourself. أو أنزلته في كتابك. Or you sent it down. In your book. أو علمته أحدا من خلقك. Or you taught a person or somebody about this name. أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك. أو a name you kept it for yourself. You didn't tell anybody about. So there is names, nobody know about it. Allah only knows about it. And if this is a situation, that means we don't know what is his, all of his name. And this is very clear evidence that Allah's name is not only 99 names. Right? Somebody say, how we can understand the hadith in Bukhari Muslim, I just mentioned, Allah has 99 names. It's exactly as I told you in Arabic language, I have $20 for charity. Does that mean that I only have $20? Huh? No. That means I have $20 for charity, for sadaqah. But it doesn't mean that I only have $20. إِنَّ لِلَّهِ 99 اسْمًا مَنْ أَحْصَاهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ There is a 99 names. Whoever make ihsa to it, his reward will be the Jannah. It's like exactly the same form when I'm saying I have $20 for charity. I have $20 forever will be answering the whole question today. It's like this form. It doesn't mean I have only $20. By the way, the hadith, which is very famous in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, in the hadith, after he finished that Allah has 99 names, and he said, which is, and he starts saying the 99 names. It's, you see it, it's published in small papers and maybe
booklets and some books, and maybe you see it hanging in the masajid as a hadith. It's not authentic hadith. This narration is weak, munqata. The names, who account the names, is one of the tabi'een, Zuhair, I think his name is Zuhair, if I don't forget now. He add the names, he just give his ijtihad to collect the names from the Quran, and he look at the Quran, he bring 99 names. But in fact, if you look to the Quran and the Sunnah, you'll find more than 99 names. More than 99 names. Some scholars reach 110, some 120, some more than 150. And there's different opinion about the, yani, how to decide is this a name or not, or attributes, or yani, a matter. I don't think we need to go through this now. But this hadith, just to remember you, it's not authentic, and also it has some names, it's not right, weak, like Al-Qadim. The old. And this is not right. This is wrong. Totally. Al-Qadim. This is totally wrong. And it's been mentioned in narrations in Sunan al-Bayhaqi. And this is not a right name. Anyway, Ihfa Asma'illah, the third rule. And we will finish with this. Ihfa Asma'illah mean, قال البخاري رحمه الله, Ibn Bukhari said, أحفاها يعني حفظها. أحفاها means he memorizes. That's what Al-Bukhari said. Memorize it, and he using it during the dua. Before that, is it any 99 names or a specific 99 name? The most يعني, a stronger opinion, wallahu alam, I like is it's a specific 99 name. What is this 99 names? Nobody knows. And listen, this is we have similar to it in Sharia, and this is it's very good point. I want you to listen to it carefully. And many times when you read in Sharia, you'll find similar cases like this. For example, Laylatul Qadr. It's a specific night, or nobody can say, I cannot say even it's the last 10 days. It's in the whole Ramadan. Mostly it's in the last 10 nights. And mostly it's in the last odd nights. So mostly, but you cannot guarantee 100%. Why is that? Because if people know that 27 is Laylatul Qadr, halas, you don't need to pray all the Ramadan. Or at least you don't need to pray in 29. Or 28. Huh? Is that right? So Allah keep a secret, because you should practice all the nights. Also, there is 1 hour in Yom al-Jumu'ah. Whoever asks Allah something in it, Allah will accept his dua. Which hour is that? Allah kept it a secret, so no one get lazy and said, oh, I will wait 5 to 6. That's it. Alhamdulillah. No. He kept a secret, so you practice the whole day. You do it all the day. And also, this 99 names, the Prophet, he didn't mention it, so you will never leave one of his names without using it. حَتَّى لَا يَتَرْكْ شَيْءٍ مِّنْ أَسْمَاءِ اللَّهِ مَهْجُورٍ. So we practice all of his names. أَحْفَاهَا is a specific 99 names, but we don't know exactly which 99 names. So, how we will practice this hadith? By practicing all of Allah's names. And for sure you will be practicing the 99th, which the Prophet ﷺ means. For example, whoever pray all Ramadan, definitely he did Laylatul Qadr, no? And also, if you make ihfa for all of Allah's names, you will be having also this reward, inshallah. حفظها قلنا memorize it. Bukhari said. Some scholars said it means you make dua by. You're making dua by. Third opinion is that you practicing it. What's the meaning of practicing it? يعمل بها. Huh?
Implementing it. Allah is most merciful, so you have mercy too.
Yeah. But yani, we can use practicing.
Yeah, we show mercy to people.
Good. For example, he said a good example. One of his names, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is merciful. Ar-Rahman. To make ihsa to this name, you know it, you remember it. You making dua with it, you asking Allah by this name. Third, you practicing it, which is mean. You should have mercy in your heart toward your brothers in Islam. Two, the non-Muslims even. Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu, once he saw kafir, non-Muslim, working hard, digging in the lane, he cried. They asked him, why are you crying? He said, I remember قول الله تعالى عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية. He said, he is digging hard in this lane, in a bad life in this dunya, and the day after, in the hellfire. So there is no dunya, there is no akhirah. He lost both of them. He's a great loser. Like the miser. You know the miser? Huh? Dakhil. Miser, huh? He's a great loser, really. Ibn Qayyim said, he's living in this dunya as a poor, and the day of judgment, Allah will ask him as a rich man. So, yani, he didn't get benefit from dunya or akhirah. His both ways is loser. So, he cried because he said, this is the mercy in his heart. Mercy to the children. Mercy, I mean, to the kuffar, by saying them kuffar, and you felt sorry for them. You want them to become Muslims. When you have this feeling, mercy to other, when you deal with other, you deal in a different way. But it doesn't mean, somebody say, mercy, how comes with this jihad in Islam and fight? No, even if you make jihad, you have mercy in your heart. You want to do it so they can get back to Islam or to repent or to tell him the Allah's word or Allah's sharia. To have mercy when somebody maybe hurts you, you should have mercy in your heart, not to have revenge. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he entered Mecca, he ordered the Sahaba to kill a few people. He said, even if they were hanging on the Kaaba, kill them. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, لو تلحفوا بأستار الكعبة وتعلقوا بحلقها اقتلوهم. Wow, Allah. You know, if they hang on the أستار الكعبة, the garment on the Kaaba, if they hang on it, and they're putting their chest on the Kaaba, the secret G from Muslims by coming close to the Kaaba, the Prophet killed them even there, under the black stone. Killed them. What does this mean? They are very bad. One of them is named Ikrimah ibn Abi Jahl. Ikrimah ibn Abi Jahl. His father was Abu Jahl, the most enemy to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered, he ran away, Ikrimah. Then after a while, Ikrimah, he find out there's nowhere to run. He ride his horse back in. He was riding back to Mecca. Cylinder, he said, I want to be Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him from a distance, and he walked to him, welcoming him. He said, Marhaban bil rakib al muhajir. Welcome. La ilaha illallah. Then, you see, what happened after that? He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he giving order to his companion. He said, don't curse his father. His father, the most enemy to Islam. He said, don't curse his father. Because if you curse his father, you will hurt his feeling. It shows you how mercy is, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his heart is full of mercy. The Muslim should his heart full of mercy to his wife. Some people, they have no mercy. She should have mercy, has mercy too, to her husband, maybe. But also, to your kids, to your neighbor, to your friends. This is practicing. I'll tell you, if somebody, you give him money,
You give him a loan, money. And you help him a lot. You give him everything. You give him the life. What's more than that? Give him a life. There's anything more than life? Huh? There's anything more than that? Tell me. You give him a life. Then he stopped cursing you, talking bad about you. He never obeyed you. You will be angry with him, aren't you? Huh? And you can kill him in any moment. Just like this. You'll be angry. I doubt you will kill him, that's right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the life. Give the kuffar the life, the money, the wealth, the happiness, the land, everything. And they're saying he has a son. He born a son. He said he has a wife. No, maybe they didn't say a wife as a wife, but he said, if you read in the Bible how they said, how Maryam, alayhi salam, she got Isa, it's disgusting when you read it. And they cursing, say Allah's hand, his poor, his miser, like the Jews said. They kill his prophet. They hurt his prophet. They killing his slave. Is the people who believe in the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And, but his mercy, his full of mercy. Therefore we said his attributes complete, not like our mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he created this land and the earth, the world, he made his mercy 100 degrees. He classified his mercy 100 degrees. He sent one only to the land. From this one mercy, the Prophet ﷺ said, see, you will find out the mother, she will care and she nurse her child. And you will see the sabr, which is the like the tiger or the lion, those animals. They will have mercy in their hearts toward their children. From one mercy. You can imagine your mother's mercy, all the mothers in this world, all the history, all the mercies in this life. And also Allah's mercy in this life. Just in the earth, correct me if I'm wrong, this is the earth, the oxygen we're breathing. The oxygen and the nitrogen in the air, that's right? Huh? If the nitrogen comes up one, what will happen? Huh? Or the oxygen come less one point, or go more point, what will happen? You will burn. تحترق. You can just imagine if this raining, if this rain, it's not separate, it comes like this. In one spot. I'm afraid my old here will be angry. Okay. You just imagine if all the rain in this Houston comes in one place like this. What will happen to this spot? Just try to imagine your hair has feeling like your hand. How you will cut your hair. Same feeling. Like cutting your... cut your hand or something. It's from his mercy. Because that the ulama has classified his mercy to two types. Rahmatun shar'iyya wa rahmatun qadariyya. Rahma kawniyya, like this thing. And other rahma, his mercy in his religion. The Prophet ﷺ, when he was told there is a prayer. How many prayer it was? You know what this means? Every 25 minutes we should pray. Every 25 minutes. Is that right? 50 divided by 24 hours. Around 25 minutes. But from his mercy, he made it 5 and the reward is like 50. From his mercy that he opened the door, the gate for tawbah, repenting. From his mercy that he never asked us to do something we couldn't do. All of his obligation is possible. This is from his mercy. From his mercy that he give you the guidance. And if you did something wrong, he asks you, he give you a sign so you can repent. He will forgive you. I will end
by this hadith that the Prophet ﷺ said, in the day of judgment. And by the way, the hadith I said, he classified his mercy to 100. He sent one to this dunya, and he saved 99 for the day of judgment. So, because that wallahi, we are not independent in our deeds. We know that we are sinful people. Wallahi, no one can depend on his deeds. But wallahi, we depend on Allah's rahmah, asking for it. The Prophet ﷺ said in the Day of Judgment, a person, the last person who will enter the Jannah, he will be in the top of the hellfire. He will say, oh my Lord, just let me to get out from it. I don't want to go to the Jannah. Just out of it, just out of the hellfire. Allah will say, that's it. He said, I promise I will never ask more than that. So this promise, he said, a promise. Subhanallah. Then Allah will let him to get out. Then after a while he said, oh my Lord, a while. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, what you want, my slave? He said, my Lord, just let me to be under this tree, away from the heat from the hellfire. Under the tree, in the shadow. Nothing more than that. He said, I swear to Allah, nothing more than that. Allah will put him under the tree. He let him to go there. Then he will start looking to the Jannah. From Allah, it's far away. He will after a while ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, say, oh my Lord, just make me close to the gate so I can feel the fresh air coming from the Jannah. I don't want to get inside, just close to the gate. Allah said, my slave, you asked me before. You promised you never asked something more than what you are. What you have. He said, Allah, I promise I will never ask more than that. Then, you think it's finished? No. Then he said, oh my Lord, let me enter to the Jannah. Just only one step inside. Allah said, you asked before. He said, one step. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter him the Jannah. Then he will tell him, my slave, wish what you want. Allah. Wish what you want. Then he will start saying, I wish this and that, this and that, this and that. He said, did you finish? He said, yeah. No. This and that, this and that. Did you finish? No. He said, this and that. You know what? Wallahi, a generation like this, I'm not adding anything to it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will say, did you finish? He said, yes, I finished. Allah said, and what about this and that? Allah remind him things he used to like in this dunya, but he forget about it in that moment. He said, yes Allah, I like this too. I want this too. Then he said, he felt shy. He said, that's it. He said, what about this and that? He remind him. Then he said, yes Allah, I like this too. I want this too. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will tell him, you will have all what you wish, and more. And I will give you like what all the people in this dunya used to have. The king, the rich, everything in this dunya will have it. What he will say? He will say to his Lord, oh my Lord, you're making fun of me? Are you mocking? A'udhu billah. You see to the Ibn Adam, he's saying that to his Lord. But his mercy is amazing, subhanAllah. He said, not once and 10 times double. And the Prophet ﷺ said, this is the last one that he will enter to the Jannah. And he will be in the lowest station in the Jannah. Yeah, Jannah is, because that Allah called the Jannah his mercy in the Quran. فَهُمْ فِي رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. They are in Allah's mercy, which is the Jannah. Because it shows you how mercy is, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That He let us to enjoy in this na'im, in this Jannah, with our bad behavior, evil deeds, with our
when we not fulfilling our duty as a good Muslim? With all of this, wallahi, if we worship Allah day and night, 20, 100 years, it's not enough for you just to go to the Jannah one moment. But so is Allah's mercy. When you think about this meaning, when you think about the attributes this way, it's a different. It makes your iman different, your belief different. And inshallah, we will talk more about other names and attributes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us.